She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. And today, I want to talk about used cars. A lot of people cannot afford a new car and want to buy a used car. Okay. But think, folks. The economy is bad. Who in his right mind is going to sell a perfect running used car? Would you? Only time you're going to sell a used car is when you're having problems. You want to bail out. Okay? Now, if your budget calls for only a used car, I would recommend buying from Maui Toyota. They have used cars. The reason is, Damien Farias is very honest, and he'll take care of whatever's wrong. Okay, you'll buy a good car from him. Now, buying a used car, whether it's from Maui Toyota, wherever, okay, anything safety related does not go down as is. The law says anything safety related, the dealer has to fix it. Tires, brakes, steering, suspension, struts, they have to fix it. No such thing as is. But if you buy them from a private party, yes, there is. As is. Okay? Okay. Now, I recommend, if you can, to buy collectibles. Collectibles, the cars that go up in value. And you only can buy used collectibles. There's no such thing as a new one. Okay? They go up in value. They don't depreciate. Okay? We have a 2001 Lightning that is in immaculate condition being sold. And we also have a 1978 Silver Anniversary that's being sold. Immaculate condition. The Corvette has only 10,000 miles original. The Lightning has 52,000 miles. Okay? So, those are collectibles and they go up every year in value. Okay, if you have any questions, you give us a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. Now, on gasoline, if you're using a low-grade gasoline, a low-octane gasoline, the engine will run hotter, a lot hotter. So will the exhaust and everything else. And that's what damages your engine. And when the transmission, the engine senses poor grade gas, engine knocking, you don't feel the jerking and the missing and all that because the computer slips the transmission. And if you keep slipping the transmission, it's going to wear out. It won't last. So it's not wise to buy the so-called cheap gas. You get what you pay for, folks. Why you think they made phrases like that? You get what you pay for. Okay? So, but anyway, be careful on the gasoline. Okay? Shell has your best grade, and we always recommend the premium, the V-Power. It's only in the premium, not in the mid and the low grade. Okay? The premium. So use Shell. Okay. Now, there's a new law that's coming up. And you, the people of Hawaii, if you don't want to get screwed over, you better get involved. This new law is coming out where it's illegal to mess with the car's computer, like reprogramming it, reflashing and all that. Anything that has to do with the computer, with the car, has to go back to the dealer. So if this law passes, all the shops out there will be shut down, and you're going to be at the mercy of the dealer. Okay? The computers are programmed very conservative. You can reprogram the computer and get far better gas mileage and far better performance from your car. But eventually, if this law passes Congress, it will be illegal for you to do that. And they're also going to kill the economy because all of these aftermarket companies are going to shut down. Really stupid, I tell you. Really, really stupid. Okay? Check your headlights, folks. And polish those headlight lenses. Very easy. You get Mother's aluminum magwheel polish. That's one. I got several. You can even use toothpaste. Yeah. Toothpaste with a soft rag and wipe it off. Okay, now comes a good one. Potholes. I see this commercial on the mirror and I get sick. I get really sick. I don't know about you, but he promised the same exact words when he ran the first time for mayor. You have any good? Did he fix any roads by your house? And what's more embarrassing, right in front of City Hall, it's loaded with potholes. What happened? He ran out of time? No, he put more money into the rail. He's not doing the roads. Okay, so, I don't know, and all of these politicians always promise you the world, that they're going to do it, but does anybody hold them accountable? No. Does tax go down? No. They raise taxes. That's so crazy. Okay, it's like having a restaurant and it's slow, so you raise your prices, you make it more expensive. People won't come in. So, I don't know. You tell me, folks. Give me a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. So, and the other evening I went to that rail, I don't know what you call that, the hearing or whatever, at the Kalihikai Elementary School, where they talked about the rail and how it's going to come on and all this and that. And you know, I don't know about you folks, a lot of questions was asked to him, the guy there, I forgot his name now, and he never answered the question. He always talk in a circle. Never answers the question. Talk in a circle. Okay? Now, one of the questions was, why is it that the rail is not all flat? It's wavy. It's going up and down, up and down, like a roller coaster. He didn't answer that. Well, I can tell you why. because those stands were built on lava tubes and they're sinking in the ground. So what's going to happen later down the road? There are several mistakes they're making, several. And the reason for that, they're not real people. They were with the Department of Transportation and they pushed for rail, and then when rail started, they quit the state and worked for the rail. Did you know that? Do you think that's a conflict of interest? They took a vote in that hearing. Who was in favor for rail? All the rail employees raised their hands. Nobody else. Who's against the rail? Everybody that's not working for the rail. So, but anyway, they had so many stuff come up about the rail. And my question is, why is the rail way up off the ground? Why didn't they put it on the ground? It's way cheaper, and if it don't work, no problem. Cement it over and away you go. What's that?
They can't just cement it over now if it doesn't work. What's the difference?
Well, you got to break down those big pillars. Oh. And the thing with the big pillars, folks, you and the news media don't know, there's holes in the pillars. A friend of mine has a shop in Waipahu, and when they pulled the mold, he saw a huge hole, hollow. They dropped canvas around it so nobody would see it, and they started working to fill it in. What about in the middle of it, where you can't see? How do you know if it's solid? So anyway, we'll find out. You know, if and when it falls down, then it will be the biggest banana that Honolulu ever did. So, anyway, if you buy these old cars, so-called collectibles, I would recommend calling Derek at the State Farm Insurance in Manoa. It's really reasonable. State Farm guy Derek in Manoa is really cheap on insurance for those cars, those old cars. Okay? I don't know how he does it, but he does it. So, anyway, if you have any questions, give me a call, 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay, you have a pencil and paper. Derek's number is 988-8808. 988-8808. Derek, okay? Very reasonable price, I tell you. Price for insurance on the old cars is cheaper than the new ones. Anyway, for you people with health problems, I guess got to bring this out now. Okay? You should give Dr. Terry Shintani a call. He has this system called EES. Energy Enhancing System. And it works, folks. I tell you, the treatment thing goes outside of the room into the hallway. So every evening when I walk my dog, Colo, I stop by there and he sits down and he enjoys the treatment. He enjoys it. He feels a lot better. Give Dr. Terry Shintani a call. They have a free seminar coming up on the 18th at 7 p.m. give them a call, go sit in that same room, and they'll explain the whole thing, how it works. It eliminates EMF, electronic magnetic field, the worst thing for cancer. Okay.
Want to go to a break?
Yeah, I think it's break
we'll
time.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled N-V-I-R-O-C-L-E-A-N.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Real fine, my okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, doing great. And today I have a tale of the tailgating.
What is that? You know how we
talk about how people are anxious?
Yep.
So I'm driving in traffic. There's a Honda, silver Honda minivan. Like I said, I don't describe license plates. The person's listening, they'll know. Being the safe driver I am, you know, you look in your mirrors all the time. I see this guy weaving through traffic. You know the person, trying to get somewhere faster than everybody else.
Yeah.
Just behind me, he's right in my bumper. And I'm going, now what should I do? If I tap the brakes, he's going to hit me. I can't go any faster than I'm going. There's a car in front of me. So I'm watching him. His son is sitting in the seat playing like a video game or on the phone or something. And he's looking and weaving. He passes me. Okay? We go to a light. I pass him at the light. Right? Because he's in the left lane. I'm in the right lane. I go in front of him. The light turns green. Guess where he ends up?
Back to you.
Exactly. And he's doing the same thing. He's weaving like we're at NASCAR, like he's drafting me. I'm like, what is this? What is he? Where is he trying to go? There's nowhere to go. We're in rush hour traffic. He passes me again. Guess what happens? He gets to the next light. I pass him on the right again, but this time I stop and look at him, and I shrug my shoulders like, what are you doing? And he gives me the finger. I'm like, oh, my God. Now, Bob. Now I'm thinking, okay, is this going to be road rage?
No, Bob, he showed you that you're number one.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. That's right. That's how you're supposed to take it. So
right.
Now, this happens 5 times, George. 5 times. I, you know, by the 5th time, I'm laughing. I mean, it's just funny. And I can see the vein. You know how you know when somebody's mad, like veins are popping up? So now I'm laughing, and he's looking at me like he wants to jump out the car. Because I'm just smiling. I'm like, oh, okay, let's see how many times he can pass me. And I just drive right by. The moral, folks, is why do you get yourself all worked up? High blood pressure, right? Not good for your car, right, George?
Mm-hmm.
You're accelerating, slamming on the brake, accelerating, you're wasting gas. I mean, I could make a whole list. We could do 1 hour on how bad it is for your car to be weaving in and out of traffic and slamming on your brakes and your tires are wearing. And not only that, you got your kid in the car. You would think you would drive safer with your children in the car.
Mm-hmm.
But do people? No, they forget who's in the car.
No.
I tell you, this place is going nuts.
That's right.
I don't know. But you know, you were talking about the like radio frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blaming that.
That's right.
It's the more radio frequencies is making people's brains scramble.
Yep.
they're going crazy.
You know, when you go into that room, the EES room, energy enhancing room, has zero EMF, no radio frequencies, nothing. And you know, the people all calm down. They relax. It's really unreal.
Well, I wish they would put an EMF on the traffic around here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, the governor's spending a lot of money. You know, the new budget came out, and they're going to put air conditioning in the schools. Wow, didn't see that coming.
Mm-hmm.
Or, what was it, 120 million, 20 mil, who knows. But I bet you it's going to be 10 years before it actually gets in the school. Just like the rail. Over budget, over budget, over budget. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I know I'm going long. So as always, take care of your car, it'll take care of you. Slow down. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay.
Okay, we have Glenn from Kalihi.
Hey, Glenn. Hi, Glenn.
Hear me. Hello.
Hi.
George, is it illegal to take out your airbags?
No.
Okay.
Why?
It's not required, because it has all the, you know, the recalls and stuff. So I was just thinking if I can take it out of my own car.
Well,
to take it out.
Let me tell you about airbags. That's a good question, because, you know, if, and that's the biggest word in the world. If people had brains, if airbag was a safety feature,
right,
every race car in the world would be required to have airbags.
Right.
None of them.
Uh-huh.
Because it kills you.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah. Airbags is not good. And the seat belts is designed wrong. So they don't tell you how many people got killed or crippled from the seatbelt.
Right, right.
You know, and a lot of things like that they don't tell you. Electric cars that run on battery, they don't tell you it's high EMF.
Right, exactly.
Okay, and if electric cars was good, every race car would be on electric.
Yeah, exactly.
It's illegal. You cannot race an electric car.
Right, right.
Because when you get accident, the battery is 600 volts.
Huh.
Kills you. Hydrogen car, also illegal,
mm-hmm.
because highly explosive.
Oh, yeah.
But people still don't have brains. They buy them.
Well, I'm going to get my airbags taken out.
Yeah, good.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Okay, we have Bruce from Honolulu.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, George, how you doing?
Okay.
Okay, you know, that's true. When you really think about it, the drag racing, they have probably the safest automotive auto racing and they have really strict safety guidelines and rules. They don't have airbags.
Yep.
You know what I thought? Gee, pretty soon we got to start wearing helmets and NHRA-approved shoulder harness.
Well, you know, the seat belt with the shoulder harness, do you know that if you race a car in NHRA, that seat belt is illegal?
The factory ones?
Yep.
Yeah, you cannot beat the stringent safety measures that NHRA puts out as far as safety requirement, you know, the shoulder harness and stuff, you know, made by Simpson or Dice or Taylor, whatever brands are Impact. They're the best. That absolutely is the best. And all the racing organizations all use this type of safety.
Yeah, and you know, some years ago, I was a safety official on Maui.
Yeah.
And cars came in with the factory shoulder harness. And I would tell them, you got to take that off or you're not racing.
Yeah.
So they had to remove the shoulder harness. The seat belt was fine.
Yeah.
But not the shoulder harness.
Yeah.
Because it's a known fact, when you if you crash, that cross piece going across will snap your back.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to say about Rolling Bob. You know, I have to laugh when you said the guy designated number one. That was so funny. But, you know, my advice to him, be very careful. There's a lot of evil people out there, and some of them carry guns.
That's right.
Yeah, so, you know.
But, you know, today's people.
Don't get mad, just, you know, whatever.
Today's people, Bruce.
Yeah.
They forget that. You know, when you get somebody extra mad or road rage,
right,
bad things can happen.
Right. Just like the mainland, plenty of shootings, and they run you off the road, they crash their car into you.
Yep.
These people are crazy, and we have some of them here, and happened already.
Yep.
And moving along, when you talked about Mayor Caldwell, me too, every time I see them, I don't know whether to laugh or puke or cry. The guy is Japanese, say Shibai.
Yep.
Hawaiian say Waha. Mm-hmm. The guy's full of baloney.
Yep.
And, you know, when you talked about the rail, moving to that, you're absolutely right. You know, the lava tubes?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you do any kind of construction like that, and they have to pile drive these pillars, yeah, and the thing, because of these tubes, I talked to this guy that was doing the construction, driving these pillars, pile driver. That was his job in heavy equipment. He told me over 30 years ago, in some areas, a lot of areas, that he would drive the thing. And you know how long these pillars are? You
mm-hmm.
know, 40, 50 feet, whatever. The thing would, he said, disappear. They don't know where the thing went. They have to drive so many of them, and then when they get it done and right, and it has to be solid, solid, the foundation is solid, and then you got to wait to make sure it doesn't move or something. So you cannot rush this kind of stuff like they're doing with the rail, the pillars.
Mm-hmm.
They're rushing them. They're not waiting till the thing settles to become solid. Yeah, you're right. This thing is dangerous, man.
Mm-hmm.
And one more last thing before I go. When you talked about the government putting on all these things on where the manufacturer is going to have the controls, you cannot go to the smaller independent shops or independent car part manufacturers. You know what the whole bottom line is? This is the real truth in the bottom line. You know, people say, how come? Why? How can it be? This is wrong. It's not for the people. It's because of Obama. In his last 7 years, Obama, his job is hell-bent to destroy America and business and economy, and he did a good job, along with Hillary Clinton and John Kerry. The three monkeys, three stooges, destroyed America, business and economy. Yeah, and so if the people vote for Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton, you're going to get more of the same and even worse. The economy going to collapse. Yeah, you got to go for capitalism that creates economy, prosperous economy, business and jobs, not socialism. But yeah, it's all done on purpose. Obama is doing that all on purpose. That's the real reason.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
okay, Bruce.
You take care. Talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. Is it break time?
Yes, it is. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea why he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins lives, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save maybe your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Oh, okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call. 808-524-1080. Okay, on the potholes, folks, we've been coming across a lot of cars that have suspension problems. Because if you're driving over the pothole and you have to step on your brake, it really jars the life out of your front suspension and your steering. It's really bad. So the potholes are costing you money. The city won't pay for it. So you got to pay for it. And the excuse they give is, if you have you go through a big pothole, you have to stop there and call 911 and get a police report. You got to be joking. Can you see the traffic now? Unbelievable. But anyway, getting back to Bob's road rage, you know, it's not good, folks. I've heard so many horror stories about road rage. It ain't worth it. It's not necessary, and it's not worth it. Forget it. Anyway, give us a call. 808-524-1080. Okay? Talking about motor oil, I recommend using the Royal Purple HPS motor oil. Not the regular Royal Purple. The one that is HPS.
Why? What's the difference?
The regular Royal Purple does not have metal protector. All motor oils in America do not have metal protector, because when Obama became president, he had all motor oils remove metal protector. Well, Royal Purple sells their oil, the off-road oil. Not, they have the regular Royal Purple oil. That one has no metal protector. But they have one that has metal protector, and it's called High Performance Street, HPS. If you cannot remember that, turn the bottle around, look at the back of the bottle. If in the back of the bottle, it has no SAE seal, it's a round seal, okay? It's called SAE seal. If it has no seal on the back, it has metal protector. But if it has a seal in the back, it does not have metal protector. Okay?
Wait, why does the... I thought that SAE seal is supposed to be better, though.
No. If anybody had curiosity, if you look at the old oil bottles, 10 years old, okay? Look at that. The seal in the back of the bottle, the last two letters is SL, Sugar Larry, okay? When Obama became president, it changed to Sugar Nancy, SN. Why did it change? Because it don't have metal protector. So it's not like they're not telling you. You just got to know. The other thing is spark plugs. There's a lot of different spark plugs on the market, marketing for all kinds of spark plugs. The best spark plug is the Autolite Racing Plug. Okay? The series is, the first two letters is AR. Autolite Racing. We test all plugs, and we test it with an ohmmeter from point to point, from the tip to tip. All the rest of the spark plugs have a big resistance. So in other words, resistance means it cuts back on the voltage. Okay? So the end result, when the spark comes out, it's smaller than the racing spark plug. The racing spark plug has no resistance and has a big spark. The bigger the spark, the better. Okay, so if you're going to tune up your car, use the Autolite Racing. Okay, so any questions, give me a call at 808-524-1080. So anyway, potholes drive me crazy. Those of you who can remember back then, back when, did you ever remember seeing potholes? Those of you that live on Maui and Kauai and Big Island, do you see any potholes like Honolulu? No. Why is that, I wonder? Anyway, the mayors are different, that's for one. Okay? So, okay. So, Wanda, when you go to Kauai, do you see a lot of potholes?
Not too many.
You hardly see any?
Hardly.
Yeah. And the excuse they give is, oh, Honolulu has more vehicles going over the road. Or what about the airport runway? There's a lot of planes throughout the years, but do you see any potholes? Can you imagine a pothole on the runway? Oh my goodness, the plane would crash. Anyway.
But I think they're redoing the roads on the runway.
On the what?
On the runway. I think they're repaving it or something. I don't know, they're fixing it.
Oh, I didn't see that. Anyway. Electric cars are no good. It's high EMF.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real
fine. Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call. Before we're going off the air, a lot of people always call the last minute. Yeah. Okay? So anyway. I think all of you know that tomorrow is Mother's Day. So what are you doing for Mom? Those of you that have Mom still walking this earth, what are you doing?
Giving her a break.
That's it? How about buying Mom a new car?
That's a lot.
How about buying Mom a new car? That would make her really happy. Yeah, I think so. Anyway, tomorrow's Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day, moms. Enjoy the day. I lost my mom, so I gotta go see her at the grave. Anyway, if you haven't tried ethanol, folks, you gotta try it. It's the best fuel. Henry Ford, when he made the first car, was so right. He was a smart, smart man. He said, ethanol is the best fuel for the world. But the world didn't listen. So, anyway. Texaco, as you know, bought Chevron. And I don't know. I don't know why they bought Chevron. Because Chevron, Texaco left Hawaii way back in the 80s because they weren't popular. Hawaii is not ready for Texaco and never will be. So they bought out Chevron. I don't think they're going to do well. Not unless they fly the Chevron flags.
They might do that.
Well, if they do that, then it's okay, yeah.
I think they will.
You know, that would be smart.
It's kind of like how Long's got bought out by CVS, but they still kept the Long's name in Hawaii.
Yeah, that was smart. Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know how Walgreens is doing. Maybe kind of turning more green. So, I'm trying to get the city council and the representatives to get rid of safety check. Safety checks are not being done right. Lots and lots of people are being ripped off because businesses are slow. They try to create more jobs by saying that you need a brake job, you need a struts or shocks, you know, things like that to generate more income. So, and nothing is wrong with the vehicle, but they're telling the people that something is wrong. The other hand is they're not checking the vehicle like they're supposed to be checking. Because let's face it, what are you going to get for $20, folks? The mechanic is paid $100 an hour. What are you going to get from $20? You're lucky he checks the lights. $20? No. $75, that's more like it. So, anyway, I think 40 states in America does not have safety check. Why should we? I know Oregon, for one, doesn't have safety check. They leave it up to the car owner.
Yeah, but so how do you regulate it, like, that you're driving a safe car?
Oh, the police force, the highway patrol and the police. If they see you driving on the road with a bald tire, they pull you over and give you a $400 ticket. How's that? That'll wake you up. And if it's really bad, where the tire's wobbling and really unsafe, then they pull you over and impound your car, and it's a $1,000 fine. So people don't want to get into the predicament, so they make sure the mechanic checks it for them. You see? And that way, if there is a problem, and somebody gets hurt, killed, or whatever, they don't sue the state. Because the state didn't say that the car is safe. But with the safety check stealth thing, the state is putting their name on the line, saying that it's safe. And now there goes the axle. It flies off and rolls over and kills a whole bunch of people. Oh boy, the state's liable. Okay, so. But anyway, safety first. Okay, so. And people, you need to get involved. Don't let the politician do everything. Get involved. And highly, highly recommended to have your CV shaft checked every time you service the vehicle. Check the CV shafts. We're seeing more and more breaking off. Okay, who's next?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George. Yeah, yesterday at the Aloha, I guess a gas at Burger King in Kaneohe, they had a special on the gas over there, so a friend went down and I said, what gas did you put in? She said, I put the cheap one, it was $207. I said, well, they'll give me special for all three, right? So you should put the highest quality one inside.
Mm-hmm. You
know, that's better for your car and better mileage.
What brand gas was that?
Aloha.
Okay.
You know, they have the two grades over there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they have special on all three. You know, but the thing is, 207, you know, they advertise it on the KJoint News. They're having a special from in the morning to 10, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So a lot of people went down. Police was there for traffic. Said, you know, you should have put the better quality gas.
Funny, yeah, people.
Yeah, so I don't understand that. And then, you know, I was listening to the news, sports, ESPN. They was talking about another incident where that steering wheel came off, Earnhardt Jr.
Really?
And they had another one not too long ago, the other month, where the steering wheel came off while they were driving like 189 miles per hour.
Holy moly.
You can imagine the thing. They should have a light indicator to show that the thing was locked when they get in the car, so they know it. It's locked in place before he goes on the track and
mm-hmm.
realizing, hey, my steering wheel came off and, oh, impact, you know, just hit the wall and whatnot. It caused a major crash
mm-hmm.
or even take his life, huh? So they should do something about that in NASCAR.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, George, you take care.
You too.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Okay. Anyway, how many minutes more we have?
Couple.
Oh, it's about time. Yeah. But anyway, remember, folks, stay cool. No road rage. I know this lady got road rage. Guy tailgating her. She got a bottle, a water bottle, and threw it out her window and landed on his windshield.
And what happened?
Then he learned you don't get the women mad because they get violent.
But he didn't get road rage on her.
Yeah, it's road rage on her. But he was tailgating her. So, watch the people you tailgate first, folks. Especially those women. They get, some of them get really...